T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood, 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Crowder and I are live. Offerdahl's Off the Grill in Boca Raton. John Offerdahl spent the entire 3 o'clock hour with us. It was fascinating. And we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Darren Revell joins us every week around this time. Darren Revell is on with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. And Darren Revell is with us. Where are you, Darren? Because you've been bouncing around with the World Series.
Oh, I'm tired. I told Mattress Mac I was going to spend a day with him, and yeah, I was in his the gallery furniture, you know, place where he is. And then, like, I didn't even think about this, but like at like noon yesterday, he's like, "All right, let's go to Biloxi." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "I'm going to make a bed in Biloxi. Let's go." And then we hop on a plane, and you know, 45-minute flight, and then you know, we land in Biloxi, and then all of a sudden we're at the Beau Rivage, and he wired $600,000, and you know, then they give him $600,000 in chips, and then he goes to the, you know, sports book, he places a bet, we run out of there, then he wires $1 million, then we make $1 million bet. I mean, it's like, you know, every once in a while you're gonna be like, this is so crazy.
Yeah, this Mattress Mac, and if you follow Darren Revell on Twitter, if you don't, you're one of the few. He's got over 2 million followers, but if you follow him on Twitter, he's been showing his time with this Mattress Mac, who we know has the, you know, the guarantee about the Astros and whatnot. And so he's going around betting. So when you walk into a sports book in Biloxi, does he have to let them know in advance, "Hey, I'm coming. Are you going to accept
$1 million
bet?"
They know he's coming. Like, they've arranged the whole deal ahead of time. Like, he's negotiating, okay, what odds am I going to get? I'll wire you the money. You know, these he actually, you know, placed at the physical counter. But, like, in New Jersey, there's points where he actually wires the money and it shows up on his app. Like, when he bet $1.5 million at FanDuel, it showed up on his app, 1.5M.
That's so crazy. So Crowder and I are sweating $50 bets.
Yeah, no, the issue is, that's the funny thing. At the Biloxi, one of the sports books, it said like there was like a premium aisle, like where you get, you know, get special service, and it had like a felt little piece on the counter, and it says for bets $500 or more, and he's coming up there with a milli.
That's so great. That's excellent.
Hey, Darren, isn't Mattress Mac, shouldn't he be getting a little worried? Because the Astros are down 2-0.
So I'm trying to figure this out, because the way I figured this out, all right, the reason he's doing this, he's got this furniture promotion. If the Astros win, he's going to have to get $20 million in free furniture. So he's trying to balance it out by having Astros win bets that basically equal $20 million, though he's going to have to, you know, he's paid about $10 million for it. The way I figured it out, I actually think it's better if the Nationals win, because he's going to have to pay. He won't ever tell me that, right? Because he's Mattress Mac and he's a man for Houston and Houstonians love him, but he's going to have to pay taxes on his winnings. I don't think it's possible that he'll ever be able to cover the Astros part of it. But if the Nationals win, he just won't have to give away the furniture, and the only thing he's going to lose is the bets. And he might be able to write that off. So I actually think it's better if the Nationals beat them.
But the promotion is worth, I mean, whatever it ends up costing
him, right?
That's
the other side of it, Mark.
Yeah, the advertising is worth it.
Right, because then they're going to have rebate parties and people are going to give back and everyone's going to shout on social media. And, you know, listen, the part of this guy's lore, and you have to actually see it in person as I did. I mean, people are going driving 2 hours. He cannot. He took over 750 photos yesterday. He is, from a fan standpoint, you know, as popular or more popular than, you know, our guy Marlins Man.
I was just about to say he reminds me of Marlins Man.
Yeah, yeah. But people drive 2 or 3 hours away to buy a mattress from him. Listen, it's a rather non-differentiated business. The Serta Perfect Sleeper that you buy next door is the same that you'd buy, you know, for 2 hours away. But people come and shake his hand, and man, that is like a playland for kids. There's candy out. There's all these toys you can go on. I mean, it's like, if you were a kid, you probably remember the time that your parents went to Mattress Mack when you were 7. You know, he's got it down. He understands it. And
I bet he'll become like a reality TV star, because I remember there was a car dealership in Las Vegas. You remember King of Cars, Darren? There was a reality show. You remember that, Crowder?
The name sounds familiar, but I'm happy to say I didn't watch it. Although I do watch the Kardashians to feel better about myself.
It's like an over-the-top car salesman owned, you know, just your standard car lot in Las Vegas. But they did this reality show because he was like a larger-than-life personality. Although Mattress Mack, he's subdued. Like, he's not, you know, he's
yeah,
not...
He, back in the day, though, Mark, he was like, you know, the screaming, like, crazy Eddie electronics guy. You know, but you know, he's 68 now, so he's, you know, he's calmed down a little bit, but... And it's, you know, the other thing that I think that didn't come off in my reporting is, you know, there was probably 10 people there who came in and said, hey, you know, someone has cancer or so-and-so. Because he's been so charitable and he's been great, obviously, with the Hurricane Harvey and everything else, he's seen as, like, also giving away money, which is a pretty tough burden, you know, to hold. There was a guy who appeared to be homeless on the way out of the game, and he says, hey, Mattress Mack, first time I've seen you in person. There's kind of a burden for him to take 10, 20 bucks out of his pocket, you know, which was, and obviously when he's gambling this type of money, and in a way it's flaunting it, even though he's just doing it, but we're publicizing it. It's a little bit, it makes the other side of it, he's going to get more of those asks. So that was interesting to kind of be a part of yesterday.
You can watch it transpire. Darren Revelle's Twitter feed has it all. Darren Revelle is on with us, brought to you by the Action Network. Looking for an edge, download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Before we run out of time, one of the things that we love doing on this show is talking food. We had an up-and-coming Major League eater on with us yesterday. One of the reasons I love following you on Twitter, Darren, is the little peek at stadium foods around the nation. You tweeted yesterday a picture. Phoenix Suns are offering a peanut butter and jelly burger, which is, you know, looked like a bacon cheeseburger with a big hunk of peanut butter on it. That's going to get you to a Suns game. You like that, yeah?
I do. I do, actually. Listen, there were two things yesterday that were polarizing. There was that, and then the fact that the Knicks and Rangers at Madison Square Garden will have a Chester spot, which is like a Cheetos area where they're going to be serving Cheetos ice cream sundaes, which I don't – Cheetos on, like, a vanilla ice cream, like, I actually think salt and sweet, like, disgusting, okay, but, like, yeah, I mean, that could work. But people were repulsed about it, and everyone's saying the Knicks are now going to go 0-83. That was.
I'm going to show Crowder the picture of it, because it much like the Knicks franchise, it looks pathetic. And I know it's probably a promotional buy from Cheetos. But look at how pathetic cream looks like. I mean, it's a scoop of vanilla ice cream with a couple of Cheetos on it.
Yeah, they should have shredded up the Cheetos like into some sort of Cheetos sprinkle dust or something.
That's nasty.
I don't understand the appeal of that. It's
it
so
just
weird.
Looked like someone dumped out a bag, right?
Yes.
Like, let's dump out a bag.
Yeah, like the remnants. Now here's the peanut butter and jelly burger that Darren Revelle tweeted. That is, that's a big honking burger right there.
That's a huge burger.
If you want to check out my Instagram. My Instagram feed, I ate like 6 or 7 items yesterday at Minute Maid. I usually do not finish things. I take a couple bites, otherwise I'd be over 400. And I pride myself being under 200. I did eat the entire lobster quesadilla. yesterday.
Yeah, that looked good, man.
That sounds good.
It was good.
Lobster. So, yeah, like, I mean, and you tasted the lobster? Wasn't like one little tiny chunk of lobster in the middle?
No. It wasn't lobster salt. It was real lobster in there. It really tasted good. You know.
All right.
So
we always enjoy our time with Darren Revelle. We didn't have our professional gambler on today that we usually have on Thursdays because he couldn't make it. Give us a quick pick. Monday Night Football Dolphins.
Let me give you a good one
yes.
ahead of what I'm going to report on the Action Network this week. Rutgers, who I write about every week because they're just so bad and people love to bet against them. Rutgers is the first team in the history of college football to pay a team at least $1 million. They're paying Liberty this week $1 million, but they're the first team ever that have paid a team at least $1 million, and they're an underdog. They're a
wow.
7-point underdog against Liberty this week.
I was saying earlier in the show today, I was looking at the lines this morning. Golden State Warriors tonight are an underdog at home. On the season opener, that's got to be – I mean, I can't remember the last time they were an underdog at home.
At their home opener to their new arena.
Yeah, to the Clippers. Kawhi, obviously, and the Clippers, and probably deservedly so. But think about – and I understand Clay is out and KD is gone, but you still got a lineup that includes Steph Curry, Draymond Green, D'Angelo Russell, and you're an underdog at home. That's a pretty shocking line to me. But give us a pick on the Dolphins game. Dolphins, Monday Night Football. This is a epic stinker.
Listen, we have our super contest. We're at Vegas for $1.5 million. And this you pick five teams. And this week, I put in a couple. My boss, Chad Millman, puts in a couple. My big one this week was Dolphins 14.
Oh, really?
I'm feeling pretty good about the Dolphins. That's a large number. I feel like each obviously covered against the Bills. I feel like each week they're just tempting us, you know, to say, when's going to be the end of this? And this is exactly what happened 2007 with the Patriots, where they were 8-0 against the spread, and then, you know, all of a sudden they outrageous numbers. I think 14 is just too big for this game. I would have loved to be 14.5, but 14 is too big. I'm taking the Dolphins.
All right, there you go. Darren Revelle, sponsored by the Action Network, looking for an edge. Download the free Action Network app right now. You'll get live odds and expert analysis for every game. And follow Darren Revelle on Twitter and Instagram because it's a fun ride when you're watching him. Thank you, Darren.
Thanks, guys.
Always look forward to talking to him. He really is a fun follow on social media.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.